This October saw the 10th anniversary of Wrongful Conviction Day. To acknowledge this monumental day, Innocence Canada and the International Wrongful Conviction Day Committee hosted an event at the Ontario Bar Association in Toronto. The event goes back to 2014, where Innocence Canada launched Wrongful Conviction Day to spread awareness and honor those who have been wrongfully convicted. According to the Canadian Registry of Wrongful Conviction, there are 89 cases currently reported in Canada. A lot of these cases contain misleading forensic evidence, mistaken eyewitnesses, and police misconduct. What's more, 18% of these wrongfully convicted cases have pleaded guilty, even though they have later been acquitted from their criminal charges, citing police pressure and language barriers. A staggering 21% of the wrongfully convicted are Indigenous, even though they make up just 3% of the population. Both Indigenous men and women are being incentivized to plead guilty as they are more likely to be denied bail. In prison, they also tend to suffer harsher conditions like prolonged solitary confinement. Innocence Canada cites the case of Alan Woodhouse and Brian Anderson, who the nonprofit organization helped to exonerate. Both of these men were from the Pinnimutang First Nation and later on moved to Winnipeg. They both spoke limited English as it was their second language. Their case goes back to 1973 when Ting Fong Chen, a 40-year-old father, was brutally murdered in Winnipeg. Witnesses claim to have seen multiple men with long hair beating him up. Shortly after, Brian Anderson and brothers Alan, Clarence, and Russell Woodhouse became suspects of the crime. They were 18, 17, 21, and 19 years old respectively at the time. They were arrested and all reported to being threatened and assaulted by officers before signing the confessions. Important to note that there was no interpreter present during Anderson's police review. He said he was told he was signing a form to get property back that was taken upon arrest. He was also falsely told that the three others confessed to being involved in the murder. Despite the fact that Anderson had an alibi, the lawyer present didn't call his grandfather to confirm where he'd been the night of Ting Fong Chan's murder. The four men faced their trial in front of an all-white jury. In 1974, they were convicted and sent to jail for life, even as they maintained their innocence. Decades later, they reached out to Innocence Canada, who brought the case to the Minister of Justice. On July 18, 2023, Brian Anderson and Alan Woodhouse were acquitted, as there wasn't any evidence in the trial, and prosecutors Michelle Jules notes that systemic racism impacted the investigation. No one can give them back those years they spent in prison, but at last, their innocence has been proven and recognized. For many, the case of Brian Anderson and Alan Woodhouse show how systemic racism and police misconduct can upheave lives. Another case of wrongful convictions that Innocence Canada helped to exonerate was that of Joyce Heyman. When she was growing up, she experienced poverty, neglect, and abuse, and at 15 years old, developed an addiction to crack cocaine. She gave birth to her son in 1991. In his youth, he'd been brought to the hospital where doctors issued tests on him. A urine sample tested positive for cocaine, then a hair sample seemed to confirm it. The hair was tested at SickKids Mother Risk Drug Testing Laboratory, or MDTL. It was found that the boy's hair had such a high concentration of cocaine that these results couldn't be explained by something like secondhand smoke. Rather, he must have been fed cocaine on multiple occasions. MDTL's lab manager even said that the amount of cocaine would ordinarily be expected in an adult chronic user and could kill a child. He was taken away from his mother and put into foster care. Heyman was charged with two counts of administering a nauseous substance and criminal negligence causing bodily harm. She testified that she'd never given cocaine to her son, admitting that she herself was addicted. In 1998, she was sentenced to 2 years less a day. Because of these charges, when Heyman gave birth again in 2003, her second son was taken away. She tried to appeal her conviction, but couldn't afford the $3,000 for the trial transcripts and forensic evidence. Then the overturning of a similar conviction in 2014 changed everything. Tamara Broomfield had also been convicted for administering cocaine to her son after an MDTL test. Broomfield's counsel had presented fresh evidence challenging the test results, which also found astonishingly high levels of cocaine in the child's hair. After a judicial review, MDTL's hair drug test was found to be unreliable, also finding that the lab had serious deficiencies. This lab's faulty hair analysis results were found to have played a role in 6 criminal convictions, not including Heyman's, and thousands of child protection matters. The judicial review also found that the MZTL program disproportionately affected Indigenous and Black families who are overrepresented in Ontario child protection proceedings. The hospital later shut down their mother risk program in 2019. With the Crown's consent, the Ontario Court of Appeal granted Heyman's application to reopen her conviction appeal. She was acquitted in April 2021. According to the John Howard Society of Canada, one of the potential causes of wrongful convictions is that the jury gets swayed emotionally by evidence that's considered to be beyond reasonable doubt. Even though the drug test was a factor in her conviction, Joyce Heyman admitting to her cocaine addiction played a significant part in the case. Drug users have always faced a stigma that influences people's perception of them. These negative perceptions and the invalid drug test caused this innocent mother to lose both of her children. It's important to stay aware of the possibilities of wrongful convictions and its effects because it can happen to anyone. For those seeking help, Innocence Canada accepts applicants who are convicted of a homicide offense they're innocent of and unsuccessful appeal of convictions. To have fewer wrongful convictions, the John Howard Society of Canada offers a few points of advice. Among them, confessions shouldn't automatically be accepted as evidence of guilt, eyewitness testimony should be treated with caution, and appeal courts should be more active. By acknowledging the flaws of the justice system, we can continue to work towards getting the wrongfully convicted acquitted and reduce the amount that suffer from miscarriages of justice. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Crystal Dorville.